Coming up on this episode of Cryptid Addicted. And so then I'm like,
no trailer.
You know what? Fuck that noise.
Yeah. Oh!
Yeah. Crisp Edgelord.
That's a drawing, I think.
Oh. Okay, maybe a drawing.
You're not even paying attention, Patty. There will be
There's lots of new facts.
Hey, it's me, Megan. I'm just sliding in real quickly to say that this is gonna be a two-parter. We thought it was gonna be one, but then turns out we really fucking missed each other and talked a lot. To save you from hours and hours of unfiltered Megan and Patty content, I'm gonna neatly put it into two chunky episodes. So, hope you enjoy. This is part one of the Tasmanian Tiger. Enjoy, guys. Love you long time.
Hello!
Hello, everyone!
Hi!
It has been a really, really long time.
Hey, but 2020's fucked off for good, guys!
So many things have changed.
Yes.
We are in the same country!
Guess who's next to me?
Why?
Physically embracing.
There is a hug at the
There is.
Yes, we live in the same country now.
Megan is back.
I am back. Hey guys, I live here now. We're in Australia, for those who don't know us.
We are cool, successful adults, so we're in Megan's parents' house. In the basement.
The illusion. But we are drinking fancy drinks.
We are drinking awful drinks. We're drinking lolly water gin.
Patty got fucking...
rhubarb gin.
Yeah, swindled.
I was told by the woman in the store that it was the finest gin she had on offer and that it would delight me and my guests.
Well...
neither has occurred.
Yes, it tastes like sherbet. And not good sherbet.
Yeah, like that cheap shit.
We should probably remove the tissues at the bottom to make it look a little bit more classy.
Nah, this is what it deserves.
Yeah, we tried it with plums. It was bad. We tried it now with...
I thought it was going to be fancy.
Oranges.
You know, rhubarb and plum, like a nice crumble.
Yeah,
but
no,
a gin,
you've been lied to.
It's so bad.
It's real bad.
And we've got like a liter of it. It's really foul. Anyway.
We're halfway through it though, nearly. Anyway,
so
hi.
So much has happened.
Hello.
When was the last episode released?
Fuck knows.
Because it's been like a year for me.
Yeah, what?
Or a long...
That's not
no,
true.
No, that's not true. How long has it been? How long has it been since I've recorded something with you?
I don't know. Like,
long time.
October?
Long,
no,
long
no,
time.
Not October. June, July?
What?
6 months,
six,
maybe?
More than 6 months.
But I have Patty in reserve on my database. Wait, no, that's not the right word. On my hard drive. I got lots of Patty, and I just, like, put them out on the podcast.
If I died, I would still feature on the podcast
for
years to come.
Yeah.
You just splice me in.
Yeah, exactly. But no, it has been a while.
Like that movie with Jude Law.
I don't know.
The machine one. You know,
Ex
like,
Machina?
No. It was like film noir
Transformer.
Style. Fucking, that's gonna bug me. There's not enough here.
Yes. So, I mean, A, there's an apocalypse happening. We can blame that always. And B, I'm moving. I moved. I'm here. I like cancelled my visa. For those who don't know, I lived in the UK for 2 years. It's cold. It's real cold. So, you know, if you're not into that, like I'm not into that, maybe reconsider. Maybe reconsider. And I was like, gonna travel, but then COVID. And so then I'm like,
no travel.
You know what? Fuck that noise.
Yeah.
And came home. Because it's like pretty COVID free here.
Yeah.
For example, no 5 meter rule happening here.
Yes. We're close. There are no masks.
There are some masks.
Well, there are some masks.
But compared to where I've come from,
it's pretty
good.
And
great. Like all the UKians. Over, you know, that's what they like to be called. I know. I live there. Crisps, guys. Crisps.
Right.
I know.
Basil brush.
I speak the language.
Yeah.
I'm down with the kids. My heart goes out to you because I know what I've come from. I did the quarantine. I did Christmas in quarantine. And
yeah,
I know
hotel
it's still...
quarantine.
Yeah, it was pretty plush, to be honest.
I know what it's like to suffer, guys. I was at the Marriott over Christmas.
I know that, but the bill hasn't come yet, so I'm just living...
bringing me cake that wasn't my favorite.
I know, so much cake. Anyway, whatevs. Yes, so they are some reasons, but that doesn't matter. That's in the past. It's 2021, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It is.
Happy
it's
New
such
Year.
A Happy New Year.
I mean,
there are birds outside. You may not be able to hear them.
Yes, we've got the doors open, so you can hear
sun
some.
Sun is shining.
The sun is shining. I put on a turtleneck and then was like, what the fuck am I doing? I keep, I'm dressing for the wrong country still. I'm What am I reading?
Reevaluating?
No, I was trying to say.
Realizing?
I was trying not to do the assimilate joke again. Ah. Reintegrating.
There's a reasonably PC word.
Yeah. Yes. We're here and we're ready for some cryptid talk.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks for waiting.
Thanks for hanging on.
Thanks for all the nice messages saying, like, are you guys okay?
Yeah.
We are.
It's been a while. Get a fucking move on?
In the nicest possible.
That was the subtext. They were very kindly worded.
That's all the updates for now, I think.
I feel like there's more.
Probs.
We'll remember them as they come up. Yeah. All right.
We're going to, fuck 2020.
Fuck 2020.
Hail 2021.
Yeah.
You, me, Patty.
I thought I was the you.
You're not the you. You're the third wheel.
I'm the third wheel. You guys, your fiery romance, and I'm just kind of the voyeur in the corner.
The skeptic. I actually spat on you, sorry. I can do that now, because we're not doing it through Zoom.
It's been so long since you've spat on me. All right,
so we're going to jump right into the episode after that massive ramble.
10 minutes of...
I had time to prepare my intro. You know how I do the professional intro?
Yeah, guys. Right. I'll just shut up.
I've got an Australian variation to celebrate coming back to Australia.
Is this the new intro?
This is the new intro.
All right.
No, for now.
For now.
I'm going to go back to...
Wait, until you move to, like, Denmark or something.
No. Yeah, exactly. No, this is just for celebration. We have an Australian cryptid today. We're in Australia.
I'm pretending to be surprised. I know what it is. I saw it already. She goofed.
And told him.
Yeah.
And then I nearly got away with it, but I did that like panic Megan face. And unfortunately, after 15 years of friendship, Patty knows exactly what it means.
Hang on. She's revealed something.
Go back. I wasn't listening, but now I should re-listen. Anyway. Okay. Here we go. G'day. And welcome to Cryptid Addicted.
Excellent.
A fair dinkum podcast about cryptozoology. The study of mongrels not recognized by science, with sightings that suggest that they really do exist in the bush somewhere. This includes the skunk ape and old spider legs.
You're gonna... No more detail about those.
Nope, that's what you get.
Yep.
I'm Megan, the believer in the duo. That's Patty right there. Who's more of a skeptic?
Die.
That's terrible.
I'm not Australian.
You are.
I only have the passport.
It's just on paper.
Yes.
But we are both open-minded.
Yes.
I'm getting better at this.
You are.
Thank you.
That's very solid. You've only been back a few weeks.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Ochre.
True blue.
Is that racist?
Maybe?
I don't know anymore. Okay. Each episode we take a fucking monster. It doesn't say fucking, but I thought I was feeling it, you know?
Yeah.
Look at the evidence and make a call about whether we think it's real or pure fantasy. But first, we like to start with a little segment called... No. About a former cryptid that was either proven real or fake. It's called X-Cryptid, y'all.
No.
It all fell apart at the end.
That's okay. We'll edit that out. We'll get that in post.
Okay.
We should explain what cryptids are. Sure.
Oh, okay. Well, it's been a drought, so if you're starting here, welcome. Cryptids. I just did. Fucking mongrels. Well, you know, that was part of the thing. Fuck, mate.
Mate.
Okay, in a very quick summary, cryptids are animals, real deal, but potentially don't exist. If, for example, terrific. The Bigfoot or whatever, like, people are like, hey, yeah, this thing does exist. Science just haven't proven it yet.
Yes.
But some people are like, you know what, mate, you're wrong.
Yes. Usually, but not exclusively of a terrifying, monstrous sort of variety.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you've got the chupacabra and the, what else is
terrifying?
Here we go. The Mongolian death worm is one.
I mean, it's not terrifying. It's got a terrifying name.
Pterodactyls, they're terrifying.
They're terrifying.
For me, at least.
For when they're brought up.
Yeah.
And you feel shame.
These sorts of things. But then you've also got, like, the the little orang pendek and the Christmas cat.
Yeah, I'd say today's episode, Cryptid, is also quite cute and cuddly, not necessarily ferocious, despite what the Australian government
would
tried
you to say. Megan's got her tin hat on.
It gets on. All right. But first, Cryptid. Blah, blah, blah. I'm just really excited. Okay, Cryptid. That was a cute little noise you got there. As always.
Please keep that in.
I will, if it captures.
Like
if it's
a can
captured.
Of V opening. All right.
As always, for today's X-Cryptid, we get Patty to guess whether it is eventually proven real or fake.
We start off by humiliating Patty. That's how the show works.
This is how we gang up on him.
Yeah. Oh, the format, by the way, is, in general, this is how it's supposed to work, is that Megan has picked a cryptid. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. She's done all of the research. She does all the work in general.
Yeah.
And then I kind of show up a bit pissed and and have a crack at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we leave and you do all the editing as well.
Yes.
And then you maintain the website and the Patreon and all of the Facebook pages and Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I desperately hope Patty turns up on time, which he didn't.
I often don't. That's, I have little to do and I rarely do it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Actually, here's an announcement thing. Which we probably should have mentioned before.
Yeah.
We have a new type of episode coming.
We do.
But
only for you Billy Big Balls VIP Patreons.
Yeah, it's a Patreon specific one.
We finally come up with a reason to subscribe to us on Patreon other than just charity.
Yeah, so we wanted to take a more like lighthearted approach because we're so serious all the time.
You know, too many facts. Too much just cutting straight to the heart of the matter.
So we're going to get real pissed on this episode.
Not enough detours.
And then keep getting more pissed for the secret Patreon sloppy episode, which is going to be two drinking games wrapped into one with a cryptid theme.
Yeah, with lots of sightings. It's a cryptid sighting based.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it'll be great. And it'll be blackjack and hookers. And
yeah. So you only need to pay $1 a month to see it. I'm assuming that's what we're going to put it as.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're $1 a month Patreon. You get the new episode, which will be coming really soon. We're recording after this. We're going to get rickety wrecked. And it's true. It's two truths and a lie mixed with. We never figured out the name of the other one. That game.
Mixed with drinking all the time.
Yeah, that game.
Whenever cliches.
Yeah, when you watch like a movie or a TV show and you have to like drink every time.
Drink every time Rob Schneider is sexy or whatever.
Oh, come on. Can you not reveal all my
and
secrets?
They didn't drink at all.
Except for Megan, who is wasted in the corner. Guys, Rob Schneider is very sexy. In The Hot Chick, the movie. Can we just clarify? There's a dancing scene. And I converted Patty.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. I would have drunk in the dancing scene.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, he's playing a woman trapped inside a man's body. But, I mean, spoiler alert. Okay, whatever.
Anyway, new shit. Good reason to sign up to Patreon.
Yes.
For at least the minimum amount that you can.
Yes.
I assume there's, like, even more amazing content for the big...
Yes.
The bigger payers.
Yeah, so they get stuff from me, like...
Nudes. No? I do nudes.
That's one.
I would do that. Well, no, like artful nudes.
Well, you guys can't see Patty right now, but Patty's been working out. I would like to say that if you want it, ask for it.
Yeah.
He's willing.
Ask and ye shall receive.
Yeah, maybe like a $50 a month.
Yeah. Oh,
Patty.
I don't know if I'm that pricey.
Like,
a little bit. I don't want to oversell myself, you know?
It's $20 US.
We can haggle, all right? DM us on our Patreon and we'll see.
If you want to do just a one-off.
We'll see.
Like, this is, one-off cost.
Is that
cost?
What the people want? I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, open call for solicitation.
The higher the price, the more skin he'll show.
And we have so much skin. All right.
Okay, anyway, X-Cryptid!
Yeah, woo!
Woo! Oh, also, so the Patreon, just www.patreon.com/cryptidaddicted, or there is a link in the description of the episode you're listening to now for Lazy Peeps.
It's been so... Oh, God. We've got so much to say.
It's been so long!
All right.
X-Cryptid!
X-Cryptid!
So, this one is an easy one to ease you back in, is what I've written, but I don't believe it. So, anyway...
Easy easing.
It's called... It's called... No, I'm not going to tell you what it's called. No.
No, that would defeat the purpose of the game.
All right.
I will tell you everything but what it's called.
I'm going to put a dramatic voice on this.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
I've changed my mind. I've done it.
I'm going to go more a documentary voice.
Okay. Wait, like David?
I can't do David.
Uh-huh.
I'll try David.
Well, who else?
But I love David. I don't want to insult David.
Does anyone else do documentaries?
Exactly. In the southeast of Colombia,
okay.
A species of caiman used to proliferate. Why did I put it in if I can't speak it?
You're feeling bold at the time. You can do this, Megan.
Especially when
she's been practicing
David.
All morning in the corner. Proliferate. All right.
I didn't think I'd have so much gin in me. Okay. With scales of white and light green as well, too, as well, and a very slender snout, these caimans were once...
What is a caiman?
Like a croc.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, a slender-snouted croc.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
These caiman were one of the few species that roamed in this area.
That's a bit Australian as well.
Yeah, sorry, it's kind of going
all
over the place.
Blending in together. You're right.
So little time, so many accents I want to do. But. I've gone for locker again. But. As of 1952, the species was officially lost to science and declared extinct.
Extinct. All right. Okay, this is one of these cryptids.
None of them have been recorded for over 30 years.
Oh,
it was feared.
Not an easy one.
It was feared they were likely hunted to extinction. However, due to the political
each attempt is getting worse than the previous attempt.
However, however, due to the political situation in Colombia, biologists were prevented from accessing their habitat and confirming whether they were still there.
Oh, wait, so they weren't seen for decades because no one was let in to look at them?
Maybe.
Possibly.
I don't remember. Fuck. I don't remember writing this. So.
I wish I had thought about this story a little more. All right.
The area was apparently patrolled by revolutionary armed forces of Colombia.
Ooh, that's so sexy. There's something hot about a revolutionary guard, you know, with like berets and cigars.
No fucks to give.
All right.
This speculation filtered in from the locals, who stated that they did see the caiman still and even ate it.
I like the cadence you've got here. Speculation filtered. In France, locals. All right.
Being a subspecies of the still alive speckled caiman, it was feared that the locals were misidentifying the common speckled caiman.
Typical.
Or even that they had been inbreeding, meant that the pure Rio. Sorry, it does have a name. It's the name of the old one. Rio Apororis caiman no longer existed.
Okay. All right.
In 2016, FARC.
FARC! The terrorist organization. I know FARC. FARC.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're so smart. I don't know anything.
You don't know FARC?
I know it because I wrote it down.
Well, she knows a lot of rom-coms, so it's, you know, swings and roundabouts. Chalk and cheese.
You liked the hot chick. Okay. Anyway, FARC signed a peace treaty with the Colombian government, meaning that the area could become safer for conversationalists.
Safer, but much less sexy. No more revolutionary guards patrolling around.
Conservationists. Jesus.
Conversationists.
Hey, how you
just
going?
Filled with conversations.
How you doing?
How you doing? Yeah.
Nice beret.
Can I spin you a yarn? All right.
To travel to and find out once and for all whether the animal the locals were referring to was in fact a genuine Rio Apaporus caiman or in fact mistaken identity.
Okay.
Real or fake?
Wait. So they've now gone in and we have an answer.
Yes.
Ah, because of FARC and the peace treaty.
Yes. All right. 2016. 2018.
The reason I hate these ones. It's because we know it's definitely a creature that used to exist, and then it may or may not have gone extinct. And how the fuck am I supposed to know that?
It's just
gambling. This is gambling.
It just makes me feel superior when you get it wrong.
I am gonna, for no reason at all, because I have no evidence to draw on, but I am gonna say it's probably real. I hope it's real. That's the main reason. Because then, you know, those highfalutin scientists who were like, these locals probably misidentifying things, they'd be wrong. So it'd be like a win for the underdog. And it makes sense. No one's been there for a while because of war, right? Or like drugs or crime or whatever it is. So, oh no, you're smiling like I'm wrong. I hope that's the answer, but I put no stock in this guess.
You're right.
I'm right.
Woo! I'm smiling because you're right.
I am never right on the podcast and also in real life. I'm so often wrong.
Oh, no,
don't edit that out. I have to maintain my mistake as an intellectual.
No, I can smile because you're right.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yes. So in late...
I won.
You won.
I'm going to have some gin.
You deserve
it. I'm
going to
have an orange slice, actually.
Oh, my. You're really treating yourself.
I'm going to eat it up near the microphone for you, audience.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep talking about this. That is the worst. That is the opposite of ASMR. It's like, oh.
Mm.
You know who's going to really love that? Future Megan, who's going to edit this and put some demerit points next to your name.
All right, that was delicious. All right.
In late 2018, biologist Sergio Balaguerra Riena...
What a great name.
I know. Began a, quote, grueling expedition with help of the local indigenous communities to find the caiman and finally confirm that the species was not extinct. During this original expedition, he detected 105 individual Rio Caapaporus caiman in 5 different areas and confirmed their existence with DNA. This is an important sentence Megan's about to say. Shh.
Confirmed their existence with science.
With science.
Okay.
Shh. Important sentence coming. Not only did he confirm they weren't extinct, but he confirmed that they were actually quite healthy, hiding merely away from human eyes and intervention. This is important for today's cryptid. The learning here
is that animals can elude humans?
Yes.
I think that is not the learning. I think the learning here is when fuck prevents humans from coming to an area, you don't see what's there. But as soon as a scientist is allowed in the area, you see a fucking 100 of them. That's the opposite of the learning you're trying to take from this.
Well.
Animals are shit at hiding from humans because we smart. We the big brains.
We smart.
We are. All right, so I refuse to take that learning out of that.
Right.
I'm not accepting the moral.
Okay, well, I'm going to show you some photos to calm your farm.
Okay.
This is Sergio.
Oh, he's kind of handsome.
Yeah, he's kind of cute with a tiny little caiman.
Oh! They're so cute! You didn't tell me they were cuties.
This is a baby. They're a caiman.
Oh, well, how big do they get? The baby's fucking adorable. Oh, okay.
This is a photo of
the adult's not so cute.
Oh, the photos, for those who don't know, are going to be on Facebook and our website, cryptidaddicted.com. And then I wanted to quickly, I know we just talked about Patreon, soz, but we have so many new Patreons, I wanted to say hi to them all. Is that okay?
Yeah,
is that kosher?
Let's do it. All right. So many we want to say hi to them all, but not so many that we can't say hi to them
all. Yeah, exactly. Hello to Caitlin J. You can say hi to.
Oh, are we alternating? Or?
No, you...
Hi, Caitlin.
Can you not be such an ass?
I don't know who this is.
They're a Patreon.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for being a Patreon. Hello, Caitlin.
Hello to Camille.
Hello, Camille.
Hello to not just my real name.
Ooh. What is his real name?
I don't know.
I mean...
I don't know.
Gender. This is not a name at all, let alone his real name.
I know. Hello to Brendan.
Solid name.
And
sturdy.
Hello to Edgelord Anna Freesia.
I love your name. You win.
What a bro. Cool. All right. So that's that. And hello. And yes. And we love you. And thank you. Anyway.
Wait, are these the new ones or is this all our Patreons?
These are all new ones. We have extras. Hello to the old guys too.
We don't want to burn the loyalists.
Oh, hello to all the other guys.
Oh, we'll look up your names for next time, I promise.
Yeah.
And we'll give you an even more important shout out.
In the Patreon episode, let's address them all by name.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And I'm going to think of a beautiful adjective before each name.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Oh.
Yes, we'll think of fawning, flattering descriptions for each of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, hello, Crisp Edgelord.
Crisp? That was the most flattering adjective you could come up with?
He sounds crispy, you know, like in a good way, and like a chic.
Like well-ironed.
Yeah, like he comes, his haircut's on point, and it's like, yeah. It's Edgelord. I'd love him at a party. Anyway, whatevs. All right, hey guys. All right, so let's do it. Let's talk about today's cryptid.
On to the main event.
All right, so. In dedication to returning to my home turf, an Aussie battler, it's the Tasmanian tiger, y'all. Everyone is surprised.
For people who don't live in Australia, this is like our Loch Ness. It's a big deal.
Yes.
Oh, we have the Owie as well. But this is like, this is one that definitely existed.
This is our ivory woodpecker.
That's such a niche reference.
All y'all Americans.
Who the fuck is that aimed at?
Like, Americans.
Who are you speaking to here?
Americans. Africans. I think.
You know, all the biggies. Bigfoot, Loch Ness, Chupacabra, Ivory Woodpecker. You know, the classics.
You think you're being condescending, but in the cryptozoology world, that's true.
No, this is like the dodo. This is like our dodo.
Dodo is good.
Like, hugely famous here. There are, like, toys and chocolates about it.
Yes.
It's, like, it's a big thing. Definitely these exist.
Big presence in our Australian museum. You might know it as the thylacine.
Yeah.
The Tasmanian tiger.
Oh, the Tasmanian tiger.
Or the Tassie tiger.
Yeah.
It's also known as the marsupial wolf, the native wolf, or Thylacinus.
You just said thylacine perfectly. How can you not get this one?
Because it's new and scary.
Thylacinus, is it?
Seriously?
I assume so, just from, like, your butchered rendition, Dan.
It is. It's thylacinus.
Yes, of course it is. It's just the plural of what you said in the singular a moment ago.
You're so smart. Thylacinus. Help.
Cynocephalus.
Oh, man. How do you do that?
How do you not do that?
And that means dog-headed pouch one.
What was the word you were trying to say? It was like precipitate or something?
I don't know. We don't need to relive my horrors.
Right. Okay.
Let's just go back to when I made that really good sports joke.
Oh. No, there's no time. We're already like 30 minutes in.
So, guys.
All right.
And welcome back. Okay. All right. What is it? Tell me everything. Okay. Well, great. No worries. Glad you asked, Megan.
You tell me. Oh, this is a one-person dialogue. All right.
It was originally Australia's...
This is quite offensive, given as I'm here for the dialogue.
Pushing you out. Elbowing you out. All right. It was originally Australia's top predator, filling the ecological niche of a wolf. It was a canine.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't a canine, guys. It wasn't. It was a marsupial.
Tricked ya.
Gotcha good. It was canine-shaped, though. That was a really sharp sh that I did.
A great sentence, author Megan.
With a...
It was a canine. Kidding. Not a canine. Just canine-shaped.
Gotcha real good. With sandy yellowish-brown to grey fur and a 15... Ooh. And no. And
like that Beach Boy surfer kind of look.
Australian,
sandy,
you know.
Lightly tussled hair.
Yeah, the eastern suburbs, babe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And 15 to 20 distinct...
Well, the surf's good.
Shut up! And 15 to 20 distinct dark stripes down its back from shoulders to tail. Cool. Interesting stuff.
It's like a wolf tiger.
Shut up.
Because we don't have one. Like, for people who don't know Australia, we have shitty animals. Kind of. In the sense that we don't have, like, a big thing. Like, we're missing our tiger or our grizzly bear or whatever.
Yeah.
We've got tons of great shit under that.
Mm.
But, like, what's the biggest, scariest thing we've got? We've got lots of poison stuff. But, yeah, like,
dingoes
probably
are introduced,
the biggest.
Though. So
but
not,
they're, like, dog-sized.
They're not even owls. They were introduced.
Yeah.
You know, Tasmanian devils can give you a good ankle biting.
Yeah, but they're, like, basically
biting.
Extinct as well. So we're missing our huge thing. And we used to have huge things.
Yes.
So this is one of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Top of the food chain sort of shit.
Yeah. The king. Or queen, I guess.
The belly of the creature was a bit like a greyhound, making even healthy adults seem a little skinny. The tigers communicated via husky coughing barks.
Like smokers. Want to go for a break?
Chuck is a fag, love.
No, this is important because we have...
Chuck is a fag? We're not in England. Fang us a dart, bruh.
I need to relearn these things.
You need to reassimilate.
Okay, this is important communication because we have audio evidence later.
Ooh,
ooh, little tantalizing.
Oh, are we going to get a husky?
Are we
husky
or are
boy?
We not? Interesting.
Oh, maybe. I see. Okay.
So, coughing husky barks. Remember that. Terrier-like double yaps, according to the Tasmanian government. This is what they said.
That's very different to a husky.
They
cough.
Have different communication. They're not like
they're
either
like a Chihuahua or like a 50-year-old aging smoker. Right?
Yes. They do more than one sound, like every other animal. Okay, Patty.
All right.
At some point, I go into all the different meanings of the things. Anyway, okay. It had short, erect, and round ears. Yes, grow
always
up.
Always erect?
Yes.
All right.
Round, powerful, no, large, powerful jaws with 48 teeth, and the jaw could open 120 degrees.
That's quite a lot. Yeah.
It is like the only animal that does that apart from snakes.
Whoa.
I think. I didn't know.
And snakes have to unhinge their jaws. Mm. This guy's just got a big old jaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Tail is thin, long, and often stood straight out from the animal's body. It looked reminiscent.
Stood straight up.
Mm.
Erect, you might say. Like the ears.
Everything's
three
erect.
Erect points. Sometimes four. All right.
Yeah, it looked like a kangaroo's tail. Cool. All right. Although these did look No. Okay. Cool. Great. Because they're marsupials, they carried, I'm going to go with that, live young in their pouches.
Yeah. Pouchy boys.
They're pouchy boys. But unlike kangaroos, thylacines had backwards-facing pouches and could have up to 4 pops at a time in their pouch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, they're like little armored personnel carriers.
Yeah, I've read somewhere it said 6, boys. But I don't trust that.
Okay.
Interestingly, males also had back-facing pouches. Partial pouches, but pouches.
I see.
Here's a picture of a thylacine.
Whoa!
Yay!
Is there anything in his pouch? No, this is an empty pouch. Boy.
Eating a dead chicken.
Oh fuck! It really is. I thought that was a huge flower, but no, that's a chicken being deflowered.
Oh my!
Or being torn to shreds.
Do you also know what that means?
I'm sorry. I guess I'm subconsciously in a sexual mood. I apologize, everybody. It looks like a big flower though. It's being torn to shreds.
Maybe, but it's not. It's a chicken.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so although these were real animals, we don't know a tremendous about them as fact. No old recordings of the Tasmanian tigers of their calls and sounds was ever made. However, there is reports to show that they made a series of noises. These included growls and hisses when agitated.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Sounds.
You said there are no old recordings.
So we don't have any, audio
these
recordings, but this is what was written about.
But there is a video, right?
But they don't make any sounds.
Yeah, but there's a very famous silent video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
So growls and hisses when agitated, often accompanied by a threat yawn to show off teeth.
I do that sometimes when people try and wake me and it's too early.
Fuck off, I'll bite you.
My predatory yawn.
During hunting, they would emit a series of rapid guttural cough-like barks. They're described as yip-yap or k-yap or hop-hop-hop.
Those are all quite different, but okay.
It is believed that this was used for general communication between family packs as well. For long distance, they created a long whining cry.
Oh, okay. Like a wolf.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, that's more of a howl, I guess.
Maybe more like,
yeah.
Mom!
Like children.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then communication.
The long-range whine. Or when you're lost at a shopping mall.
And then for communication between family packs close by, they also made low snuffling noises. Snuffling.
Okay, so they have quite a wide repertoire.
Yeah, that sounds cute. Like...
Wait, that's not a snuffle.
What's a snuffle?
Isn't a snuffle like a sniffing thing? Like a... that kind of thing.
Oh, like...
Yeah, like that.
Well, that just sounds like you're eating truffles.
Truffle snuffle, they sound similar. I don't know. I don't know this for a fact.
We're not good at this. All right, but I think I need to make a point for the skeptics here.
The skeptics?
Yes.
That's kind of, yeah.
This is description of a sound, which is almost like a description of a colour. So when we hear audio, I feel like many things can fit into this description.
Yes, these are...
But we don't have an exact like-for-like, unfortunately.
Like a snuffling sound. That's really a genre of sound. It's like, not a sound.
The fact that we just made 14 different noises for
all
snuffling...
All of which could possibly be snuffling. Yeah. That's true.
Cool. So, more facts. They are believed to be semi-nocturnal, out at night, for those who don't know what that means. And occasionally during the day. According to the Australian Museum...
We cater to all members of our audience here, including morons.
According to the Australian Museum, quote, the animal moved at a slow pace, generally stiff in its movements. They ate small marsupials and birds, and the occasional kangaroo if they could get it.
They ate other marsupials. Is that like cannibalism, kind of?
No.
They're in the same family.
We eat gorillas.
It's like fucking a second cousin.
What? You know,
we eat gorillas?
Yeah, that's
fucked up. Who does that?
No, in, it's called bushmeat. It's, a horrible problem in,
Oh, in Congo and stuff.
Yeah.
I do know about this. Okay.
When farmers encroached on their territory, it is also claimed that they ate sheep and fowl. However, this is not substantiated. And
oh, come on.
What?
Why does that need substantiation?
Because
they eat small meaty things. Of course they'll eat... We saw a photo of it eating a chicken.
Well, do
that
you know...
That substantiates it.
That photo is faked.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you got me.
I'm coming back to that.
Okay.
Mr. You. All right. Take that. She's being bossy, this bitch. All right. Okay, blah, blah, blah. No, that's important because...
Megan's trying to be firmer.
This year.
In life, in all things.
Yes.
To really put her foot down and get her own way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's worked so far.
has it?
Yeah.
You like, what have you been boss bitch about? You gently encouraged me not to eat karage one time.
And did you eat karage?
No.
Exactly.
Name one time you've been a boss bitch.
Okay. Yeah, that one time, that one time at band camp. Kate, pass. All right, anyway. I'm working on it. Hey, it's only 17 days into the new year.
You, the listeners, should track this over time and hold me into account.
Yeah.
You told me off earlier today, didn't you?
Yeah.
In the recording?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I don't remember, but yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But that one time you were trying to cut a plum directly on my kitchen
table. On your table, and you were like, I'd really prefer it if you didn't do that.
I think you'll find I just quietly said, please don't do that on the table, but so quiet I was like, I hope he doesn't hear me. I've come from a bad place, okay, guys?
It's true. All right.
I'm going to, you know, watch this space. Say goodbye to nice Megan. Anyway, shut up and let me tell you about kangaroos. Sorry. I mean, Tasmanian tigers. So the reason that was important, the sheep and fowl thing, is because that is what led to the Australian... No, yes, the government initiative to eradicate the species. Because they were like, they're eating our fucking wild cattle, guys. Let's kill them all.
Look, I know government has a reputation for incompetence, but I feel like they wouldn't have begun a wholesale extermination of the thylacine if there weren't at least a couple of cases of thylacines.
Well, this was in 1888.
Is there a point that's heading towards?
No.
You have a black shirt. These are some of the facts that we know.
Shut up. Okay, so 2,184 bounties were paid by government between 1888 and 1909. However, it is not known that this was greatly exaggerated and that the popular photo above I showed you earlier, which encouraged the bounty, which was £1... £1, as in UK dollars,
which back then was like big money.
It was like $100. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Well, wasn't that much.
Was hoaxed. Faked.
No.
That photo is actually a taxidermied specimen with a dead chicken placed in its mouth to make it look menacing and a threat and a scourge.
19th century fake news.
Yeah.
Wow. Fucking shopped. Awful. Hashtag shopped.
Hashtag shopped. Cool. That's the end of that paragraph. Next.
Wow. You got me.
Paragraph. I know.
Yeah, you got me good. I fell right into that trap.
I know.
What a dunce.
Cool. They were once found on the mainland of Australia and Tasmania, which is our little island, by the way. If people don't know Australia very well, Tasmania is the little tiny bloop off the mainland Australia.
Yeah.
As well as New Guinea. Did you know this?
What about it?
Tasmanian tigers were once on New Guinea.
What?
And
no,
they,
I don't believe that.
Well,
New Guinea is on the opposite side of Australia. New Guinea is north of
mainland
Australia.
They were like in the mainland Australia and Tasmania and New Guinea.
I thought it was Tasmania and like Victoria and that was it.
No.
No, they were everywhere.
Back in the day.
Whoa.
2,000 years ago.
Okay, cool.
On the mainland.
For me.
They were wiped out over 2,000 years ago, apparently.
Oh.
However.
Oh, so it wasn't government's fault. That's what you're saying.
Well, not this time.
Oh, so they wiped out on the mainland 2,000 years ago.
Yes.
And then in Tasmania, it was the government's fault.
Yes.
Oh, that's the Tasmanian government. I don't work for them at all. No wonder they fucked it up.
And then in New Guinea, they died out around 12,000 years ago. So, recent news.
Okay.
But both Papua New Guinea, PNG, and Irian Jaya, the western Indonesian half of New Guinea, still have recent sightings.
What?
But
even though they supposedly went extinct 12,000 years ago.
Correct.
Right.
I'm not going to be dealing with those today, though, because I didn't find any.
Because I tried and it was hard.
Because I forgot I wrote that and then gave up. Cool. In Tasmania, though, shit happened. They were declared extinct in 1982. And the last of the species, which was apparently called Benjamin, died in Hobart Zoo on the 7th of September, 1936.
Wait, so why were they not declared extinct until 82?
Because people hoped that they were out there somewhere still.
Oh, so there's like a delay before.
They were like, wow, we haven't really seen any of those.
It's been a while. Yeah. Is Ken coming back? He said he was going to get some ciggies.
He's not.
Papa.
That last one that known to science died from error, human error, negligence even, when they forgot to allow him inside when a cold snap hit and he died from overexposure.
Typical.
We've talked about that before. But anyway.
Typical.
Fucking, that's what it is. Any questions? No? Didn't think so, because comprehensive research.
All right, moving on.
Well, that was pretty boss bitch, hey?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, it was good. Thanks. I mean, it was aimed at, like, no one in particular, just the amorphous audience.
When I don't see your faces, that can be real.
Yeah, yeah. Just turn around.
Turn around.
I'm going to do it. Yeah. Use my big girl voice.
Okay, folklore, nada. They were real, y'all. Okay, sightings, let's go.
Hey, now we're getting into it. All right.
Yeah, as the gin flows, so does the aggression. Okay. Oh.
The gin's really bad.
Don't do that. You know, it like aerated it, but then it like hit my taste buds like bam, 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 bam. Oh, you just don't want that. You just
don't
want that.
I feel like
the
cheap gin floats to the top as well. So you get, anyway.
And float to the bottom.
It's just all pervasive.
Okay, sightings. So there are just so many sightings, but I had to include the best of the best. And this includes photo evidence, video evidence, footprint evidence, audio evidence.
All kinds of evidence. It's an audiovisual experience, surround sound.
But only the best of the best. And still, there's quite a lot here, so apologies, big episode alert. we're nearly 45 minutes into recording.
We're about to start the sightings. All right. Strap in. I feel like it's the sunk cost fallacy, right? Like, you've already lost a good chunk of time to this episode.
I mean, you guys missed
us,
right?
Steer into it.
This is what you wanted.
Yeah.
You wanted more Patty and Megan? Well, this is who we are, guys.
Sharon, cancel my afternoon appointments.
Okay, so for this
episode... Bring me a scotch.
For this episode, I even reached out to the researcher responsible for many of the best items of evidence we have today for an interview. His name is Murray McAllister.
Am I supposed to add something to that?
I don't know. You can. It's a podcast with two fucking co-hosts.
You know, you could consider carrying your fucking weight if you wanted to. Just it's an option.
Well, okay, fine, whatever.
I have been on Murray's website. It's a very nice website.
Yes.
It's very well organized. Is that a separate video?
That is a... it's a whole interview video, which is on Patreon. Right now. Right the
but
fuck now.
But only for Patreons?
Only for Patreons.
Oh, well, look at that.
Oh, wow.
yet another reason to subscribe to Patreon.
It's 1.5 hours of Megan and Murray talking about cryptids.
The M&M action. You didn't know you needed in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's great. I just think I was like... fangirling a bit in the background. Luckily it's Zoom, so I went to his face a lot, so you didn't see me being like,
oh, Murray.
No, not like that. Yes. He's probably listening. How dare
you've
you?
You've done so much.
No, I was just like,
such a seasoned cryptozoologist.
No, you're ruining it. It was just like, wow, you lived a life I want to lead. Anyway, whatever. Yeah. It was cool shit.
He has apparently, I haven't heard him, but he has a true blue Australian
accent.
Yes,
he said I sounded a bit of a UK accent and listened to me. So, you fucking know.
Yeah, so you know he's
true bloody blue.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's good fun. Fun times. That's on there. We've talked enough about Patreon. Here is the next sentence. Yeah, he was nice enough to provide me with all his original content and evidence in like a big...
Yeah. And he's a man. Like, he collates a lot of evidence.
What the fuck was that?
It was a big box that was just on your couch. I don't know what it was doing there.
I don't know.
That's great. We should... you've got that on record now. This is for you.
What were we saying?
You can put your things in it.
You said he was a man? Like, that was a thing?
I said he's the man.
Oh, I think you said a man.
Did I? Okay.
And guys, he's a man. In so case, you know his content.
So you know he's telling the truth. No. All right, well, I'll do it again in case I did say a man. Future Megan could be the judge. No, he's the man. Like, his website collates evidence from, like, thousands of other people, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's like a crypto... He's a thylacine, like, maniac.
Research.
Is what I mean.
Yeah, researcher.
Expert.
Yeah, so he, like, genuinely goes on expeditions. He genuinely tries to collect evidence. He's got trap cameras galore. He's even got, like, trap traps, like, mesh traps for capturing animals and stuff. Like, he's just done it. He's doing God's work. Anyway, there. We've said enough. Shut up, Megan. So, yes, he provided us with the real evidence. So I have photos and stuff to share with you, which is his legit original content. Because, like, you know when you replicate it and it's, like, online, it can get shittier and shittier quality. Well, not even. Like, you have, like, a blurry photo to start with. You don't want to blur it four more times.
Yeah, right.
Although I'm going to put it on Facebook and that's going to blur it. However, on cryptidaddicted.com, it will be crisp. Cool. So I haven't included all of his evidence because this is like, we've got a lot to go through, but I've got what I consider the best of the best. Our journey begins in
1982,
the same year that they were officially declared extinct.
Nice.
Tasmanian Parks Wildlife Officer Hans Narding spent 3 minutes observing a male adult thylacine at close quarters in the dead of night under torchlight.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. A parks officer.
Mm-hmm.
As a former ranger myself, I place a lot of, what's the word? Credibility?
Mm-hmm.
You can't place credibility in something. Place a
faith?
Lot of... that's not quite right either. There is a word. Place a lot of... I believe the guy. He's a ranger. He's a ranger. Rangers don't lie. Actually, they do lie sometimes for extra funding. And that he could plausibly have done it for that reason.
Oh, shit.
Because if you find a thylacine, you need money to protect the thylacines, right?
Ah, yeah.
Anyway.
Hans had just returned from Africa, where he spent about 15 years observing animals.
Hmm.
While on a Tasmanian bird-watching trip, he was sleeping in his car when he awoke at 2 a.m. to see one, a Tasmanian tiger, in front of his car. The animal appeared to be a healthy male, soaking wet, and in the position Hans assumed it would be impossible to get a good photo, so he just, like, watched it and enjoyed the sighting. This sighting is considered to... What?
What does that mean?
What? That was probably, like...
Let's say you're a photographer and something astonishing happens in front of you and you're like, the angle's wrong. Like, no, what does that mean? Take a fucking photo, Hans.
I don't know. Maybe there was, like, there was car parts in front of him.
But he was looking at it with his eyes, right?
Yep. Yes!
Maybe it was in silhouette or something.
All right.
Okay, I don't know.
We
You're
know.
The photographer here. Maybe it wasn't the golden hour. It wasn't between, like, 7 and 8 a.m.
Also, I think it said it was soaking wet. I'm assuming it was raining. So maybe it would be like, oh, would you like to focus on this raindrop?
Yeah.
Silly camera.
Perhaps.
Okay. Whatever. The sighting is considered so credible that it sparked a 2+ year search for the species by Tasmanian Parks in conjunction with Dr. Eric Guler. The Tasmanian Parks and Wildlife Service Director Peter Murrell described the sighting as the best, quote, in the history of the service, as well as, quote, irrefutable and conclusive.
Wait, how the fuck would he know? So one of his staff said, I saw it. And he was like, this is the best.
Yep.
This is the best time that someone said they saw it of all time.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
However, since this sighting.
Stock. That's what you place in things.
You place
in things.
Stock.
I put stock in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got
you
it.
Do.
Got it.
Chicken stock.
That was such a bad joke.
You're a bad joke. All right. Here we go. However, since this sighting, the area that is the sighting occurred has drastically changed, as 392 hectares of surrounding forests was felled for wood chips and saw logs in the following years alone.
Is this in Tasmania?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's so sad.
Since then, the area has been totally devastated, and Hans agrees that no Tassie tigers would be able to survive the destruction.
Oh, guys, this is real sad. Tasmania has some of the best old-growth forest in the world, like untouched. Never touched, never felled by anything. And they've cut down a huge chunk of it to turn it into wood chips, which is like, you can get them from fucking anywhere.
I know.
Aye, aye.
And just to feel worse, there's a photo of him standing in a giant tree where he had his sighting as an old man.
Oh, and God, he looks haggard.
Not only did they cut everything, they burnt everything.
Life's not been gentle to this man.
No.
Oh.
Poor Hans.
That's sad.
So some of the sightings I'm going to read today, but not all of them. 8 Australian government officially recognised sightings from the Department of Primary Industries, Parks, Water and the Environment in Tasmania.
Our departments are such a mess.
And there's an official document about government recognised sightings.
So I think what you're saying is 8 government officials have officially recorded sightings?
No, these are random people.
Oh, but officials have recognised these random sightings.
They have a... Excel.
They have a shitty, Word document table.
Excel. And the government has recognized these as sightings.
Wow.
Yeah?
Government imprimatur.
Yeah.
Imprimatur or whatever it is.
I am going to caveat that I might rip into that document at some point because I'm a bit of a detail-orientated person. And there are some typos. Anyway, so 2005, the Bulletin magazine offers a reward of $1.25 million for a, quote, alive and injured animal.
What? Did they offer anything for a dead one?
No. But I think Murray has offered some money for a dead one. That might be totally fake news, actually. Strike that from the record. Poor Murray.
To impugn Murray's good name.
2008, Locksport, Victoria. Leslie D, a 10-year resident, has had multiple sightings of the Tasmanian tiger. However, this sighting is one of my favorites. Her most substantial one occurred Monday morning at around 7:50 a.m., Wednesday, 24th of December.
Is there a year attached?
2008.
2008, okay, cool.
It lasted 45 minutes.
What?
While looking out her window over Lake Reeve...
Were the photography conditions not right for
they were not
45
right.
minutes?
She didn't. It was too far away. She didn't have the
crypto
right.
people. Unbelievable.
She noticed a Tasmanian tiger in the Lake Reeve area. It appeared to be hunting. She pulled out her binoculars and observed it. She said, quote, "It cantered like a horse, two legs out in front and two legs behind. And it was so quick. It's incredible how fast the animal can run. Much faster than anything I've seen." Different quote, but same lady.
Okay.
From the distance, 500 to 600 meters, I could not see any stripes.
So far away.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fuck. Whatever.
That's like... I don't think you can see anything that far away from your house.
Well, there's too many trees involved.
Yeah, but, like, you look as far as you can, like, to the horizon from your house, and it's, like, 400 meters.
That's not true.
You're in a little
That's
valley.
That's not true.
Okay, it's a long distance.
It's not true.
I mean, she needed binoculars. Oh, but she had binoculars.
She had binoculars, yes.
All right. I guess that's a good excuse for not taking a photo.
I could not see any stripes on its rear hump, and its color fur was tan or golden brown. It appeared that its coat was lighter on its left side and darker on its right side for some reason. When he walked, he was loping around?
I mean, loping's a word.
Loping around.
That makes sense.
And at times hurdle stepping, which appeared unusual. But the tail just hung out behind him like a kangaroo's tail. Sorry, were you going to say something?
This is an interesting amount of detail.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I also once saw him sitting back on his rear tail and upright like a kangaroo. And then he moved back down onto all fours and trotted off again.
Hmm.
So did you know they did that?
I didn't know they did that.
So, like, a kangaroo gets up. They rear up on their back legs. So they have kind of flat back legs, so they can do that.
Hmm. I like this sighting.
Good!
This
it's
is
the first
very
one.
Unlike the fake sightings that I made up for our drunk episode.
Well, this is from Murray McAllister's website. Yeah.
So. No, but I mean, I've looked at some of the sightings on his website, and... A lot of them are very brief, not much detail, and they're all just like, you know, I saw it, it looks kind of like how everyone says it looks.
Well, like I said, I've got the best of the best.
Yeah, you have. I'm impressed. All right.
So, quote, "One of the most fascinating things was that he got really excited for some reason and jumped high into the air. Boy, can they jump! He did this on at least four occasions, and it was real high. You can understand reports of them jumping fences," says Leslie.
This is a high-quality sighting.
Good.
There are a lot of facts that you wouldn't expect to be in there.
Yes.
That are unusual and unusually detailed as well.
Yes.
And she seems completely shameless about bringing them up.
Thank you.
Not. Well, I mean, if you were making a sighting up, I feel like, and you're an amateur, you would not include those sorts of things.
No. Yeah. She's
really strayed from the path.
Yes. Yeah. There's some unique shit in there. Cool. April 2009. Locksport. Oh, you will notice Locksport comes up a lot.
Yeah.
In Victoria, it's like a hotspot. And that's on the mainland for people who don't know.
It's a hotspot?
Hot. Did I say that?
You did.
Fuck. Let's just pretend it was a joke.
Okay. Ha ha ha.
Oh, you're too kind.
You
okay.
can edit those together. There's a laugh for your joke.
All right. This is another Murray McAllister one. Murray has a contact.
Oh, this is Murray himself?
No.
No, no.
Kind of. Murray has a contact that has a property overlooking a muddy area in Locksport. 800 meters away from her house, she captured footage of potentially a Tasmanian tiger. And as in video.
Okay. Good on her for having a crack at it.
Here we go.
Unlike some fucking park rangers looking at you, Hans.
Yes. This is it.
That's whoa. Just...
All right. I'm going to play it a couple of times.
Okay.
Ready?
It's 6 seconds long. Looks like a weasel.
See the gallop at the end?
A little bit, yeah. Your listeners should go and find this footage. It's cool.
If you do Murray McAllister thylacine, it will probably tell me. Basically, let's describe what's happening. There's something that's clearly kind of blurry. It's four-legged. It's thorny-coloured. It's running from left to right. It does a, like, running, and then it does like a gallop, gallop, gallop.
Yeah.
And the gallop, gallop, gallop looks a lot like the Tasmanian tiger footage that we know exists.
Hmm. Look, if this wasn't being presented to me in the context of Tasmanian tigers, I would say that's like a ferret or a weasel or like
what's fucking huge?
How can you tell? It's so far away.
Because
there's nothing
trees.
Near it.
Look at these bushes.
Those are tiny shrubs, and it's smaller than the shrubs.
Look how far it away.
It looks like it's 20 centimeters high.
You wouldn't be able to see it if it was a ferret.
No, this looks like a footage of a ferret to me.
Look how... Like, the
what
tail...
do you... Okay, what do you reckon?
It's a Tasmanian tiger is what I reckon. The tail sticks out. It does a gallop. Oh, actually, no, I don't think that because I know what it is. Wait.
okay. I'm sure there is an Australian animal that is not a Tasmanian tiger that looks like this, but I don't know enough to name it.
Let me tell you more about this piece of evidence, because it's one of the most famous. If you do, like, Tasmanian tiger evidence, this will come up. Quote from an article. According to our amazing planet, experts have stated that the animal in this video is a red fox.
Oh, cool. Fox, ferret, they're similar.
Fox, ferret, they're similar.
They are similar.
They're like...
Both four-legged, meat-eating predators.
Except a ferret is like 15 times as big. Wait, fuck.
No, they're both similarly sized, actually. Ferrets and foxes.
Oh my god, no. I'm Googling this right now.
Okay, all right.
Fox and ferret. Yes,
no,
hopefully...
that's not the Google you want to do.
Yes.
Type in fox size and then separately
no.
Google ferrets.
No.
Well, you've looked up a hotel called the Fox and Ferret. This is fucking ridiculous.
Look, there's literally a photo of a fox killing a ferret and it's like...
This is absurd. This is not the way to conduct this research.
Look at the size difference. Luckily, there is one eating the other.
These are all, like, cake decorations. That's a drawing, I think.
Oh. Okay, maybe a drawing.
Just Google fox size. This is... What is this?
All right. Right, right.
Fox. Length.
Where are we going?
Red fox, 49 to 90 centimeters.
Okay.
Wait, but other foxes are 24 to 40 centimeters.
Well, this said red fox specifically.
Okay, well, I didn't...
I spelt ferret wrong. Let's move past that.
Ferret size. Length, 38 centimeters. So it's the size of a small red fox.
That's...
Fucking gotcha.
Redonkulous. And I refuse to believe it.
Okay.
I'm going to edit all of that out. No, I'm not. Okay. I'm a fair god. Anyway, whatever. It's a red fox, a non-native species to Australia. But to Murray's credit, during our interview, he admits that it is actually likely a fox. He agrees. He didn't just want, and he said he doesn't want to just call any blurry animal a thylacine. And there are some things he's sure about and some things he concedes is most likely a known animal.
Well, that's very good of him.
So I've included this because it's going to come up when you research thylacine evidence.
I see.
This is what that is.
It's one of those facts that people who don't really know what they're talking about at dinner parties bring up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then
someone, you potentially listener, can be there at the dinner party and be like, ooh, well, actually.
Did you know?
Episode fucking 42 of Cryptid Addicted.
29.
Says,
29.
Know, whatever. I just picked a number. Cool.
Yes. 2012. Taken in Tasmania via trap camera and Murray McAllister.
Murray's own trap camera.
He's got many.
Yeah.
How do we feel about this?
Ooh! Whoa! Okay. I don't know what else this could be, but if there's nothing else that looks kind of similar, like unless there's a fox that looks kind of like this, this is pretty convincing.
Okay, for context, this is a back of an animal. It's dark, and it says on the right-hand side, if this is not a thylacine, then what animal is it? With three question marks.
Oh, is there definitely... This is a four-legged thing? Because I can see it being like a dark kangaroo. The way it's jumping.
This is as much as I have.
Okay. Well, if the person who took it like definitely saw
Murray.
It, well, if Murray definitely saw it moving around on four legs, and it's like it's not a dark kangaroo. That's pretty compelling, I think.
You can see
that. That's weird. I don't know anything else that looks like that.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know a lot of Australian animals, though. That's the big caveat. But... with my limited knowledge, that's pretty compelling, I think.
Yeah, the legs especially.
We'll get to what you think later on.
Cool, all right, that's
and what
that.
I think, sorry.
That's that, guys.
I'll hold my horses.
Hold them horses. Oh, so this one is thought to be a male. And also it's worth noting that Tasmania, where this is taken, doesn't have foxes or dingoes.
Wait, what? But Murray said... of the earlier footage, also from Tasmania.
That was not.
That
was no.
Wrong?
That one, that video was taken in Victoria, Loxbourne, which does have foxes. This is in Tasmania, the island.
Stupid. So stupid.
So you're not even paying attention, Patty. There will be
there's a lot of new facts.
There will be a quiz at the end.
Oh.
So I got told that in the interview and I did some research. There has been a carcass of a red fox found in Tasmania in 2016.
Ooh.
And it is believed that hunters released pups of red foxes into the wild in 2000, but why? It's never been...
Why would they do that?
Because they were hunters. You know, like, oh, let's ride some horses and shoot some foxes. That
oh,
shit.
So there would be foxes for them to hunt?
Yes.
Oh.
But it was
wow,
unconfirmed.
That is like the worst person.
I know.
That's, oh my God,
I
what
know.
A...
But, Yes. But that's unconfirmed.
I'm going to release some cane toads. So I've got some toads to run over when I'm driving to my mum's.
And wild dogs are also reported in the area, but small, small numbers. There are definitely no dingoes, though, according to my research. Okay. So generally...
Well, could be my favourite go-to, mangy dog. Could be a mangy dog. But I am leaning away from that, I think, plausibly thylacine. But
excellent.
Many, many caveats and asterisks.
Okay. Hey there, it's Editing Megan again. That is the end of part one. How much fun was that? I mean, we barely touched on the sightings because we rambled so, so much. Again, apologies, but you knew what you signed up for. This is Megan and Patty. Anyway, part two continues with the sightings and the evidence. We really look forward to sharing that with you. I'm going to be feverishly editing away, but I wanted to get the first chunk of part one out to you lovely people. Happy New Year. Happy 2021. Happy, just everyone be happy. All right, she's gone crazy. Hope you enjoyed all that jazz. And thank you so much for joining. See you for part two.